Mesechet Nedarim Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. Hanoi der Minat Tamar. Somebody who makes a neder not to eat dates. Mutter Bidvat Tamar. He would be allowed to eat the honey that comes from the dates. And since he did not answer on himself specific dates, his intention was only not to eat the dates itself. Misit Vaniyot. Mutter Bachoymet Sitvaniyot. If he makes a neder not to eat Sitvaniyot, which are grapes that do not ripen until the stib meaning the fall, and these grapes are not fit to make wine from them, only vinegar, he would be allowed to eat the vinegar that comes from these grapes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra Omer, Kol Sheshem Toldoso Kruyola, V'noider Heimenu, Osur Af B'yotzei Heimenu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra says, anything that still has the same name after it changes form, for example, the Dvash is called Dvash Tmarit, and even though it changed form to Dvash, it is still called Dvash Tmar. And the Chaymetz is called Chaymetz Sitvanius. So since it still has the original name on it, when you offer on yourself the Sitvanius and the Tmarim, it is also offer for you to eat the honey and the vinegar. The Chachamim Matirim. The Chachamim are matir for you to eat the honey and the vinegar. Now the difference between the Chachamim and the Tanakama, the Mefarshim explain, is that the Tanakama holds that even though it is mutter for you to eat the vinegar that comes from the Sitvanios, it is also for you to eat the Sitvanios itself. And the Chachamim holds that since the Sitvanios are not fit for eating, so therefore, according to the Chachamim, when you made the neder from Sitvanios, your intention was to offer on yourself the vinegar, not the Sitvanios, so therefore it is mutter for you to eat the Sitvanios. But the Chachamim will agree it is also mutter for you to eat the vinegar that comes from them, even though your intention was to offer on yourself the vinegar, since you did not mention that you are offering on yourself the vinegar in the neder that you made, therefore it would be mutter for you to eat the Sitvanios and also the vinegar. The second Nedarim Perek Vav Mishnah Tes, Hanoider Min Hayayin, somebody who makes a neder not to drink wine, mutter b'yein tapuch. He is allowed to drink wine that comes from apples. As when somebody asks on himself wine, he is generally referring to yayin that comes from grapes, not other types of wine. Min ha-shemen. If he asks on himself from eating oil, mutter b'shemen shumshemen, he is allowed to eat sesame oil, as shemen stam refers to olive oil, not to other types of oil. Min ha-dvash. If he makes a neder not to eat honey, mutter b'dvash tmar. He is allowed to eat honey that comes from dates, as stam dvash refers to honey that comes from bees. Min ha-chaymet, somebody who makes a neder not to eat vinegar, mutter b'chaymet sitvanios, he would be allowed to eat vinegar that comes from grapes that are not fit to make wine from, as when somebody says vinegar, he is usually referring to vinegar that is made from wine. Min ha-krishin, mutter b'kaflutus, somebody who makes a neder not to eat krishin, which is a type of vegetable, he would be allowed to eat kaflutois, which is a variation of krishim, as krishim stam do not refer to kaflutois. Min ha-yerek, mutter b'yarkos ha-sada. Somebody makes a neder not to eat vegetables, he would be allowed to eat wild vegetables, as yerek stam refers to vegetables that are planted. Mipnei shehu shem levai, because it has its own name. This is referring to all the cases of the Mishnah. All of the above-mentioned things have its own name. As Dvash Tmarim is called Dvash Tmarim, it is not included in Dvash Tam, and that is true in all the cases, so therefore they are not included in your neder.